Hubhopper Originals.
Welcome to the world of House with Josh podcast. Grab your cup of coffee, plug in your earpod, and get ready for sassy, upmarket, and insightful conversations. Right from guest motivation to their partner in crime to their next project, we make them spill beans. Well, it's time to call our guest. I bet you will enjoy this episode. Beautiful human out there, thank you so much for tuning into House of Joe Season 3, the show must go on. I'm Omkar Chaudhary, your host. Well, today we have got such a humble, such a beautiful, such a classy singer with us. I mean, I'm thrilled. Her recent single, Jogia, with Dheeraj Dhupar is a blast. And also she has won the International Award for Best Female Playback Singer and Performer at Global Film and Music Festival in USA. I mean, what more? We are getting international guest on board, and I'm super happy and thrilled to have Shivani Kashyap with us. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, don't put your hands together since it's an audio thing, but plug in your earpods very tightly so that you hear each and every word very distinctly. So Shivani, welcome on the show.
Thank you, Omkar. Thank you for having me over on this amazing show. I can't wait to get started.
Absolutely. So Shivani, before we begin, I think let's just do some musti over here. I want to ask you a couple of questions. Let me see. How do you take this? Okay. So the first question is, do you make a band stand? How do you make band stand?
I make a band stand by just, first expecting a standing ovation, you know, for them by giving such amazing music that we get a standing ovation.
Right.
That's how I make a band stand.
Yeah. And the ridiculous way of answering that would be take away their chairs, they'll automatically stand.
But I think mine was also not bad, no?
No, yours was real good. That's very true. Like, that's more of hard work. But pulling up the chairs
very
is very
hard
easy.
Work.
Yeah, very hard work.
Yeah. Okay.
Next one. What type of music are balloons afraid of?
Oh, what type of music are balloons afraid of?
Yeah.
Music that will just kind of take the air away from them.
Yeah, you're closer.
You know, energetic.
Yeah, you're closer.
I'm closer, no?
Yeah.
So, any music which just is just sort of, makes them go fuss like that.
Pop music.
Pop music. Okay.
And
so cute.
And the last one. Why did the music teacher go up the ladder during the music class?
My God, these are such, why the music teacher go up the ladder?
Yeah.
While taking the music class.
Yeah, very true.
Okay. Any clues? Any hints?
It's related to notes.
The ladder. Oh.
Yeah.
Ladder, notes.
To reach the high notes.
To reach the high notes. Ha ha ha. Oh God, so cute. Yeah,
and it's so beautiful that I can't really stop. I think one more we can take. What kind of musical instruments do rats play? Very simple. Now, this is really simple.
What kinds of musical instruments do rats play?
Yeah.
Rattles.
No. What kind of musical instruments do rats play?
I mean, rats normally play the...
It's an instrument.
Cat and mouse game.
Closer. Closer to M. It starts with M.
Oh. It starts with M, huh? And it's a musical instrument.
Bedroom.
Okay. I have to get this one. I have to get one at least, yeah.
And you play it with your mouth. Now, this I've given you everything.
Mouth organ.
Yes, mouse organ.
Mouth organ. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is a great start to the show. And how's the Josh Shibani now?
The Josh is always very good. Yeah. Come what may, the Josh is always good. It's high.
It's always high. Right. It's so, Shibani, recently you came across with, you sang for Jogia and you came across on very beautiful YouTube screen and we all enjoyed this Jogia. What a beautiful voice, melodious, and we could see on the screen there's bahut sara pyar vyar ho raha hai. I mean, how was it to sing Jogia with Dheeraj Dhupar?
So, well, I'd already sung and composed a song 2 years ago, and I was looking for the right kind of video for the song and the right kind of release. So, I'd been meeting a lot of people, but I wasn't convinced until I met a producer called Raj Suri, and he said, you know, I'll put this song together and I'll get the right video director for it. Because, see, this song is very Punjab, right? You heard it, right?
Right.
So the music is also like the kind of instruments that we use are very Punjabi folk instruments. And it's a very Theth Punjabi song. It's basically, the lyrics are very kind of spiritual and divine in nature. So I was like, okay, this should be shot in Punjab, in the location of Punjab, because it's got that vibe, you know, that complete Punjab vibe, that colorful vibe.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, cool. So Mehul Gadani, he does a lot of videos in Punjab, and he said, okay, fine, I'd love to do this song. And then we were like, who do we cast? Who will be our Jogya? You know, we were looking for the Jogya. So then we kind of decided on Dheeraj Dhupar, because Dheeraj has a very fresh look and he's very popular face on television. And when we played the song to him, he fell in love with it and he said, I have to do this song, and I want to be dressed up like a Sardarji, you know. So, right. Like, I want to wear a pagdi and everything. So, we're like, okay, great. And then we said, guess what? We're going to be shooting in Punjab. So, he was like, oh, great. I'm on. So, I think from the word go, from the first, I would say, from the time that we started shooting, we actually flew out together, all of us, at the Bombay airport, from all the paparazzi spotting us and doing all of that, you know, till we being in the plane, till us chatting, reaching the hotel, and then having a meeting, pre-production meeting, till the time we started shooting in the morning, it was just a party. We had so much of fun, and it was super entertainment and full fun and lot of dedication. I saw that Dheeraj is a very dedicated person, and he really focuses on his work, and he's really, really committed, a very committed person. So that's what I loved about him.
Right. And I mean, talking more about the song, it's like happy vibes, love vibes, romantic, colorful. And it's like such a stunning song. And it's like it can really soothe and really level up the energy of any person after hearing it.
Thank you so much. And yes, it's got a very, you would say, very romantic vibe. And if you see the song, it also takes you back to the DDLJ era, you know?
Yeah.
That whole Sarso ke Khet se, you know, she's walking and running and singing, and it's very, very pure love, you know what I mean? So it's got that vibe. It's very fresh, I would say.
Right. And also Shibani, I mean, before rolling, I think I asked you a question that how can you be so humble? Like, you have received an international award for the best female playback singer and performer at Global Film and Music Festival in USA. So tell us more about that. How was it to receive this award, this recognition? You can't be so humble. Start boasting about your Shibani.
You are there, na? So sweet. No, that's truly an honor, because it's a global recognition. So it truly is an honor. And to be honest with you, I have never hankered after awards that, oh my gosh, mujhe ye award chahiye and I want this award and all of that. But when it happens on its own, when somebody selects you on their own and they have been seeing your work, then it feels great, you know. And so this is done in a very different way because of the pandemic. So there was it was done completely virtually, you know. So I got the award. They couriered it to me in India, and there was an anchor in India who did a little shoot with me. So I did the receiving, and of course my performances were also, I shot it in a studio. I was in a studio and I performed from a studio, and it was beamed across during the show. So it felt like, it felt very, I would say, digital, very digitized, but yes, we have to modify ourselves to the new normal. But it was a great feeling, because it is a great feeling, because this award is about global recognition and, you know, work not just done in my own country, but also my work, my international work, my international concerts, my international collaborations. So, yeah, it felt great.
Right. So basically, when we talk about the award, it's the recognition, it's the pride, but definitely what is behind that is the hard work. It's the years that you have spent in the industry working on yourself and making yourself that capable of receiving the award. So what would you like to comment about the journey, the blissful and the beautiful journey that you had so far?
The journey has been very beautiful. In fact, my journey has been like a like a dream. I started with my journey by singing jingles. So my very first jingle was the All India Radio FM jingle. I don't know if you have heard it, but I can sing a few lines for you.
Yeah, sure.
So here's my class, so that you get an idea of what. You got the music going.
Right from there to receiving an international award. I could see the awards as you inclined a little bit down.
Thanks.
Right.
Yeah, so that's how I started my journey, singing jingles. And this was my very first jingle with radio, in fact. So, you know, when radio just happened as FM, like stereo radio happened in India. So
right.
It happened with my voice almost. So it was again a great honor for me. Because my voice used to play every hour in 24 hours because radio became 24 hours. So people were only listening to radio that time. There was no other radio station but KIRFM. So this jingle used to play, but unfortunately, nobody really knew who it was, whose voice it was.
Finally,
so,
like, it's revealed.
So the, yeah, of course, later on, I would tell people, but it was great. Of course, the people in the industry knew about it. And then, of course, after All India Radio FM, I did my very first album, Ho Gayi Hai Mohabbat, with HMV Saregama.
Right.
And that became a huge, huge hit. So that was so much fun again. And I'll sing a few lines of that also for you.
Sure, please.
Ho Gayi Hai Mohabbat. Yeah, it was the time of the golden era of pop music when, you know, pop music was really, really flourishing in India. And everyone was listening to, you know, pop music, basically. So, yeah, this is a great time. Yeah.
So it was somewhere in 90s or the early 20s, I would say. Like,
this is 1998, my very first song, my very first pop song. Yeah.
So late 90s, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
98.
Yeah, yeah. 98, right. I mean, that time the pop songs used to be like, no, that's hip-hop, the pop and the romantic pop. They were quite popular back then.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
No, of course, it was a very glorious time for indie pop, you know, because Bollywood was also very, very huge. But parallelly, pop music was really emerging in a big, big way in India.
Absolutely, absolutely. So right now, Shubhani, you're talking on House of Josh. So tell us, like, what makes your Josh high? What is the sort of motivation for you to work so nicely to you to sort of pour your heart in your work? And I'm very sure it looks very glamorous on the screen while receiving awards, while doing a shoot, but it's not that glamorous. There is a lot of hard work. There's a lot of riyas that you're going through. I can see the hard work, the strength that you have in yourself in order to pursue this beautiful talent, the beautiful voice that you have. So tell us more about your motivation. Tell us more about your Josh.
So, well, what keeps my Josh going? What keeps my Josh high and, you know, I would say high and kicking is the fact that, firstly, being a musician, I feel very blessed. Music by itself is a wonderful, meditation. It's doing riyaz is like not doing work for me. It's like actually I enjoy it. So basically, when you're passionate about something, the Josh automatically kicks in high. You know how it is, because passion has to be, Josh has to be driven by passion. So what drives my Josh is my passion, which is music, which is creating music, creating songs, putting a smile on people's faces, and connecting with people. I just love connecting with people. So through my music, especially. So yeah, and I think doing riyaz is like a way of life for me, like the way people do their exercise or yoga, or would they go for a run or whatever. This is my, you know, this is my thing. I have, this is my skill set. It's my shtick. And I got to keep polishing it. I have to keep working on it, keep evolving. There's so many new things to be learned every single day. So many new techniques one can discover. And I'm also planning to start, you know, since, because of my experience of 20 years, I'm planning to start, you know, music teaching classes or master classes online, because I think I would love to teach people whatever I've learned.
Absolutely, that would be so lovely, and I would say that the students would be so so talented and so, what do you call it? That word I'm not getting right now, but privileged. Yeah, they would be so privileged to sort of learn from you, because you have a 20 years experience, you have been in the industry for 2 decades, and when you're delivering that thing to them, I think they're quite privileged. I think they, like all the budding musicians out there, definitely do reach out to Shivani. Shivani, when are you coming up with your new class, with your new course?
So I'm working on my curriculum at the moment, and this is my next that I'm working on. I'm working on the curriculum, I'm working on the masterclasses, and very soon everybody will hear of it, because my masterclasses and my training will be very different. It's going to be more inclined towards, you know, singers who want to be live performers. And I have a very rich experience in performing live in every part of the world, on every kind of stage, be it a club, be it a disco, be it a large stage, be it a you know, be it an outdoor stage. So there is a way of performing when you're in different platforms. So when you're in a studio, when you're doing, like these days we're doing a lot of virtual concerts, like, you know, so you don't have to shout. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't have to shout and raise your voice. Hey everyone, how's it? So my Josh is high even without that. I can say, hey everyone, how are we doing today? So my next song is going to be this. So that too will give, you know, keep my Josh high. But yes, when I'm on a stage, like, you know, recently I performed in Delhi at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium, and there were 6,000 people there.
Right.
And this is of course when we had thought, when India had thought that the pandemic was becoming an endemic. There was, you know, it was ending. So I'm talking about late February. So things were much better, things were really looking up, and so I did a concert. And so when you're doing a concert like that, when you're, it's an open air concert, it's an outdoor concert, yes, you have to sing the diaphragm, for example. So that voice, the sound of that voice really gets the energy and the Josh high, you know. So then you can say, hey everyone, how are we doing? Or you say, how's the Josh?
Right.
But if I do this in a studio, and if I do this in a virtual concert where there are limited people, and people will get scared.
Yeah, so there are chances that neighbors might come into your house.
Yeah. So you need to project your voice depending on the size of the crowd, the size of the stage, where you are, open air, indoor, all of that. So there are many ways of approaching a live performance.
Right.
I'd love to give a lot of techniques and tips about singing into the mic.
This was a trailer.
Studio as opposed to,
This was a trailer on House of Josh. Right. So when I asked you the question, Shivani, like, you know, you spoke more about the techniques that you still love to learn, and it's more about, have you said, it's a stick that you love to polish, and riyaz that goes on every day. So do you sort of feel intimidated by the new crowd that is coming in the industry? Do you sort of feel that, you know, they are getting success very quickly, maybe due to nepotism or maybe due to X factors, but do you sort of feel intimidated by them?
Not at all. In fact, you know, I think the more the merrier, and sometimes I feel that, oh my gosh, they have such new things to offer. Like, there have been singers who've come in and they have offered some different kind of sound and tone, and it's wonderful that so many new singers have been given an opportunity to sing, because it also gives a huge variety to the crowd, to the audience, and everybody is looking. You can't just keep hearing the same voice over and over again. In fact, I think that for, you know, quite some time back, maybe in the 90s, there was a monopoly, and the voices were being repeated, you know. So that was like becoming monotonous, don't you think so?
Yeah.
Now there is a different tone of voice, a different kind of voice you get to hear all the time. Different songs. You don't get to hear the same voice in every song, because the same voice cannot sound so different, right? How Absolutely. Different can one voice become? So it's really nice that there are so many new voices. But the challenge is, and what remains to be seen, is how much they will be able to sustain themselves. And I truly hope that they do, because mm-hmm. that is the key. That is the key of a long career. And I feel that, you know, after having a career of 20 years, I feel truly blessed that I'm still here amongst the millennials. I'm not saying that I'm old or something, but I'm not a millennial, right? I'm not in my 20s or something. So the idea is that if I can still connect with people who are in their 20s, that's the game. That's the clincher.
Being relevant is the game.
Being relevant is the game, and people. Usha Uttup is still relevant. Yeah, she still rocks. You know, she's in her 60s, but she still rocks. So that's the whole idea. That's the inspiration I hope I can give other artists and upcoming artists, that, you know, don't think about age. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
Think about how relevant you can be and how you can connect with the millennials, even if you're not one. And of course, if you are one, there are many young singers who instantly connect with the millennials, because they are in their 20s and they are singing like that. But the whole idea that the maturity, what we have a certain maturity, but with that maturity, if we can still get them going, that's the game.
Right. Now I like to plug in another question. Name two singers who you find they are like underrated, and two singers who find they are overrated. Come on.
Overrated wala to will become very so you're putting me in a spot here now.
No, I'm not.
You are putting me in a spot. Underrated ki baat karte hain. Underrated. To be honest with you, I think most of the singers that I know, they're really doing very well, and I don't think that they're underrated. But yes, singers who could have emerged and really, I would say, really rock the block, and as you say, underrated. Okay, so even though KK, he's one of my friends also, but he's such an amazing singer. But I think he should have been far more up there than what he is already. I think he's underrated.
Right.
I believe so. I don't know if you believe the same or not, but
true.
After Very having true. Given so many beautiful hits, singing beautifully, and every song is a masterpiece. Every song that he sung, I think, is a masterpiece. You know? Tadap tadap ke dil se leke kyun aaj na 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 ni hai. All those kind of... He should have sung many more songs, I feel.
Very true.
He should have been given an opportunity. And of course, his song Pal and Yaro, come on. They are iconic.
They are iconic
songs.
They are immortal.
Never take that. Immortal. But I think that... In the past couple of years, you know, maybe I've not seen much of him, not heard much of him. And I think that's a pity. He's underrated.
Right. Very true. And talking about overrated ones.
Yaar. Please, yaar.
Chalo. We'll omit on that. No, we need you, Shibani.
Okay, let me see. But... let me see who I can... I really can't think of, because I think the... okay, overrated. There are not two, but there are many, many overrated singers. I don't know how to say it, but there are.
Should we keep it under the rock? You can tell me in my ears afterwards.
Yeah, after the recording, I'll tell you.
Pakka, chalo. So now...
Do naam to hai mere paas, abhi ke abhi. But I'll definitely get shot.
I get you. All right. So coming to this question, it's a very beautiful quote, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep and miles to go before I sleep. So what promises or achievements have you in, do you have in your list, Shibani, before you go to sleep?
Oh my gosh, there are, I feel that I've got so much more to do still, you know, so much more left. So many, as you said, and I've got miles to go before I sleep. And there's a lot to be achieved. So in my to-do list, there is, you know, I'm a huge fan of A.R. Rahman, sir, and I would love to work with him. You know, I think he's a musical genius and the pride of our nation. And I just simply love his music. So I truly love to work with him. And that's something which is really, really on top of the list for me.
Lovely, lovely. And what is your secret recipe that you really eat to have such a beautiful voice? I think bahut log mujhe puchne ke liye kaha ki, like, you know, you're talking to Shibani Kashyap, just ask her, like, you know, what is the secret recipe that she eats that makes her voice so beautiful and so toned and melodious? So tell us, Shibani, now you have to be that master chef and tell us, come on, quickly.
Okay, so basically, you know, the one thing which I also make very well is masala chai. Okay.
Hmm.
And kaadha. So that masala chai is made of many, many things. So I put, like, of course, adrak. I put mulatti. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if people will understand all of this, but, well, you can make a note of it. So right. Adrak, mulatti, elaichi, long, dalchini, saunf. Basically, these herbs and tulsi.
Right.
Tulsi leaves. So I brew it with all of this first. And then, of course, once it's brewed nicely, then I add a little bit of tea leaves. Mm-hmm. And a little bit of milk. Mm-hmm. And I don't take sugar. I have it with, you know, gur.
Mm-hmm.
So I have it with gur.
Right.
Jaggery, basically. Mm-hmm. And trust me, after having this tea, your throat will just, even if you have a cough or if you have a, you know, bad throat, if you have a sore throat, mm-hmm. or if you have a rough throat or rough voice or whatever, you mm-hmm. can actually soothe yourself with this. It's amazing. So this is my witch's brew. So mm-hmm. this is my witch's brew, which is concocted by me, which a lot of my friends tell me, yaar, masala chai peene aa rahe hain, bana de yaar.
Aray.
So that's something which...
right. So finally, yeah. All those who are asking me about Shibani's secret recipe, I think she has revealed, she was very kind to sort of reveal it on the show, the masala chai recipe. And I think when we'll be taking physical classes, will the students be getting masala chai per lecture? Will they be getting it?
Yes. At my academy, when I have my academy, which is also my next dream, my mm-hmm. one to-do list is A.R. Rahman sir, work with A.R. Rahman sir. My second is to start my music academy, which not just where there will be, of course, not just music classes, training, all of that, but there'll be a beautiful tea cafe there mm-hmm. with the best chai, you know, of course, recipes by me. And there will be a lovely amphitheater on the stage mm-hmm. where the students will get to perform every week. They will perform, and you know, so it'll be a fun place to come to. My academy will be a real fun place to come to.
Absolutely. Do let us know. I think we can come over and we can have some great time in the academy as well.
I know. I'm just really working towards it, but let this pandemic go away so that we can start opening institutes and, you know, start holding physical classes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sure. So Shibani, I mean, I feel ki conversation should not end. This conversation should go on and on. But this is a show format wherein we have to sort of conclude it with a very heavy heart. I won't say heavy heart, but a happy heart.
Happy heart.
Happy
yeah,
heart.
Keep the josh.
Keep the josh high.
Yeah, totally.
Very true. So Shibani, once again, thank you so much for being on the show. I enjoyed the conversation and I've noted down the secret recipe and I'm going to tell my mother to make it so that even my voice becomes more better and I soothe people with my voice.
And don't forget the mulatti. Mulatti is a very important ingredient. Okay, don't forget that.
Don't forget mulatti. Right. So thank you so much, Shibani, on this, like, you know, for taking your time, for sparing your time and coming on the show. We all enjoy listening to you.
You are most welcome. And yes, let me know so that even I can tune in and tell all my fans to tune in when the podcast is being aired.
Definitely. And all the beautiful audience of House of Joe Season 3. Today we were in conversation with Shibani Kashyap. What a beautiful personality to be in conversation with. She has received international awards, recognitions. She has great dreams. She's also coming up with her own academy wherein you can go and learn music. She has the experience of over 20 years performing on stage and studios. Also a new song, Chogia, is out there. So go listen to it. And definitely don't forget the beautiful recipe that she has been really kind to share it out over here. So thank you so much, all the beautiful audience. Do like, share and subscribe to House of Joe Season 3. It was a great conversation.
इस हब हॉपर ओरिजिनल को सुनने के लिए आपका शुक्रिया। अगर आप भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करना चाहते हैं तो हब हॉपर स्टूडियो वेबसाइट पे रजिस्टर करें और एक मिनट के अंदर अंदर अपना खुद का पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करें। यही नहीं, स्टूडियो देता है आपको पूरी आजादी कहीं भी कभी भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करने की सिर्फ 3 आसान स्टेप्स में। तो साथ में अपना पॉडकास्ट शुरू करने के लिए तैयार, जस्ट हॉप ऑन हब हॉपर, सिंपली कॉन्टेंट।